USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The accused shooter in a mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, is in custody. Authorities say the 18-year-old white man drove hours to the predominantly black neighborhood north of downtown Buffalo, killing 10 people and wounding 3 in what authorities called a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. Among the dead, the store's security guard, whom Police Commissioner Joe Grimalia identified as a retired officer. He also called him a hero who interacted with the suspect.
Engaged the suspect, fired multiple shots, struck the suspect, but because he had heavily armored plating on, that bullet had no round.
11 of the 13 shooting victims are black. The man allegedly live-streamed his attack on the store. Local, state, and national authorities are involved in the investigation. They say that evidence indicating racial animosity has been acquired. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
South Africa is experiencing a surge of new COVID-19 cases driven by two Omicron subvariants that look like the original Omicron strain that was first identified late last year. The country has seen an increasing number of cases and a somewhat higher number of hospitalizations, but no increases in severe cases and deaths. A health expert says they don't want to call it a wave because it's early in the increase period. They add the actual number of new cases is probably much higher than the 8,000 per day that has been reported because the symptoms are mild and many who get sick are not getting tested. The man accused of shooting up a subway in Brooklyn, New York, pleaded not guilty to terrorism and other charges. Prosecutors say Frank James injured 10 people in the attack. They accused him of unleashing smoke bombs and dozens of bullets during the morning rush hour as the train pulled into the station. All of the shooting victims survived. A motive for the attack is unclear. James is being held without bail and is due back in court in late July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The Texas Supreme Court on Friday ruled that the state can investigate parents of transgender youth for child abuse. At the same time, it ruled in favor of one family who was among the first contacted by child welfare officials after Governor Greg Abbott ordered investigations based on a legal opinion from Attorney General Ken Paxton labeling gender-confirming treatments as child abuse. The court didn't rule on the merits of the investigation, just that a lower court overstepped by trying to block all cases from going forward. A federal judge in Alabama blocked part of an Alabama law that made it a felony to prescribe puberty blockers and hormones to transgender minors. Judge Lyles Burke issued a preliminary injunction to stop the state from enforcing the medication ban while a court challenge moved forward. Other parts of the law remain in place, however, like a ban on gender-affirming surgery on minors, which doctors say are not done on minors in the state, and a requirement that counselors and other school officials inform parents if a minor discloses they think they are transgender. Burke ruled that Alabama had not produced credible evidence that transitional medications are experimental. Lawsuits brought by the families of the Sandy Hook school shootings against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appear ready to proceed. Companies owned by Jones, who has since said the 2012 shooting was real, filed for bankruptcy a week before a Texas jury was to begin deciding how much Jones should pay the families. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.